come on.
I don't know.
Rasulullah was here in front of you. What would you say?
I thank him. I would, I'd be speechless. Speechless.
If the Prophet was here, I will tell him, in this age and time, many people are spreading hatred in your name and spreading violence in your name. But you are the only one who came to this world to spread love and to spread patience.
I would tell him Salaamu Alaikum, and I would ask him how to help me to implement the religion more for my children.
I would say Assalamu Alaikum. I would ask him if he needs something. I'll make him some tea and give him some biscuits to dip inside the tea.
That's a very hard question. I would say I hope I made you proud, but I know I could never live up to his expectations. So I don't know what I would say. I probably wouldn't be able to say anything.
I would send him to him, and I would say thank you for helping create Islam, and I would shake hands with him.
I would tell him, I know that you're proud of some of us, and you're not so proud of some other people that are living now, that are doing things in your name. But the people that you're proud of, these are the ones that we're with and that we're walking with. Inshallah, we're going to be following them because they're following you.
I'd pretty much just thank him, tell him Salaamu Alaikum. If I could, I'd hug him and just like probably cry on his shoulder for everything he's done for like the religion, how he like spread the word, how he like kind of influenced everybody. And he if you look at this, like all these people came here just for the Prophet, for his birthday. We all honor him.
أول شيء من المقطع أجري ونبس إياهم إنه نتشكر على نعمة الإسلام لأنه الإسلام نظم لنا حياتنا كلها وما بعتقد في إنسان يقدر يعيش حياة طبيعية ويوصل للكمال من دون الإسلام.
Well, you can't tell him anything. What can you say? Yes. At the end of the day, you have to kind of lower your head and try to think about what he has offered to us, what he has done, you know, his message, just, you know, recollect about his personality and, you know, how we, in many ways, we are so indebted to him and we know so little about him.
I'll give him a big hug. Tightest as anyone could ever give him.
I think I would just cry. I have no words.
I would apologize to him first and foremost for my shortcomings. I mean, it's a very difficult situation to be in, especially when you consider yourself to be a follower, but you're far from being a follower.
I would simply say thank you for delivering the best message and providing us with the best religion that mankind can ever experience.
You know, it's actually a trick question when it's really not a trick question, because so much that he did that we can't actually think.
What can I do to serve you and humanity? Let me be a piece in your work to save humanity and bring humanity to the truth.
You are the light to this world. You are what brings beauty to it.
I'll sell him first. I'll hug him. I'll say, how's your day? Like, I'll do a lot of stuff, but I can't think of it.
If the Prophet was here, I would tell him to please allow his grandson, the Savior, Imam al-Mahdi, to hasten his reappearance.
Assalamu alaikum.